Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Why are so many people in our culture agreeing with all of these trending and yet entirely destructive ideas from the left? I feel like people are losing it, buying into these things, and especially evangelicals. I feel like many have lost it. And here's what's happening. We are falling prey to deceptive slogans, what I call, using the language of the Bible, fine-sounding arguments or hollow and vain philosophy. But that philosophy is covered up in these deceptive slogans that serve as a screen or cover or front or camouflage for really evil and false and error-filled ideology underneath. And the way it's pitched to us and the way people end up swallowing it is with all of these slogans. They're deceptive, but they sound great to the ear. They're allegedly unarguable propositions, so that we're silenced and we're coerced by consciousness and propriety to agree with these slogans. That's the nature of these deceptive slogans. It's coerced acquiescence and agreement. We can't just reject them outright because they sound so nice to the ear. For example, hashtag MeToo for women, right? I mean, who's going to not agree when one woman says I've been assaulted and the other one says hashtag MeToo, I've been assaulted? You're forced to agree. Or BLM, Black Lives Matter. Who's going to say Black Lives don't matter? But you see, you have to oppose these things because it's underneath the surface. That just functions as a front and as a cover and as a means of coercing the listener to agree, because it seems to be a self-evident proposition that that's a true statement. Or like the peace movement. Well, who's against peace? I mean, Christians are for peace. I mean, there's times of war in the Bible, but we're for peace. Or save the planet. And everybody goes, sure. From what? What are we going to say in the opposite? Kill the planet? I guess save the planet. Or conservation. No, I'm for waste. That no one would say that. Pro-choice. I'm anti-choice. Clean water. Dirty water. So you're forced into agreeing with these things. But here's the problem. When you do, you accept these presuppositions. We have to stop accepting the presuppositions and adopting the slogans, or even what the church is now doing, modified slogans. So let's look at a modified slogan that's going through the church right now. Black Lives Matter, everybody's hesitant, it's controversial. So the church's new answer is, well, black men are made in God's image. Can we at least agree with that? Church is trying to find this middle ground of solidarity, as though that's an impenetrable argument and no one can disagree with it, that a black man's made in God's image and we're supposed to, on all of these issues. Here's what our response is supposed to be. Actually, though, that's like a really good point. And my answer is no, it's not a good point. Black men are made in God's image, or Me Too for women, or whatever these slogans are. And the reason that particular one is not a good point about being made in God's image is because it's a conditional statement. Now, you've heard me say this before on the show, but I want to drive this point home. The Bible never teaches a conditional anthropology, that there's conditions between different kinds of men. We do not find our identity, according to the scriptures, in physical appearance or attributes or anything of the kind. That's bad Bible and bad theology. We cannot find, listen, as creatures, our identity in anywhere else other than as created beings made in the image of God. All men are made in the image of God. And secondly, we see ourselves as those either redeemed in Christ or in need of his redemption. But skin tone doesn't identify anybody, nor does any other physical attribute according to the scriptures, like hair color or eye. Are we going to start identifying people by eye color? It's absurd. Or height and weight? The world's culture, that's the problem with their anthropology, is that they teach identity elsewhere. So someone's black. No, you're an image bearer. Or I'm homosexual, and their sexuality is wrapped up in their identity. And that's why it's so hard to be extricated from it. No, you're an image bearer. People are obsessed with finding their identity in gender and things like that. And we can't play into it. And here's the problem. The church is trying to be like a modified, toned-down version of the world. And it just doesn't work. Be authentically, unapologetically the church and reject all of the slogans, all the presuppositions, and all the evil ideologies of the world. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Just because it's a catchy phrase and a catchy slogan doesn't mean it's worth anything in the arena of truth.